Tony, you've won the Galway Hurdle twice, Thomas Hobson and Quick Jack. Great days.
Yeah, fortunate enough for it to work out both days. And it was great.
And for this year's renewal, you've plenty of options. It's early days yet. We just have to, the weights will sort themselves out next week. But at this stage, what's in your head as far as likely runners?
We've plenty of entries, as you say. Look, it all depends on where Pyromania's in there. He'd be guaranteed a run, I presume. Thomas Edison would be guaranteed a run. There's a few that are lurking around Golden Spear and horses like that. All depends what whether they make the cut or not. So, as I say, definitely Golden Spear, Pyromania, horses like that. We'll be having a look at it and we'll take it from there when we see the weights.
And would any of those be ground permitting?
I wouldn't have thought so. They've all handled yielding ground. They've ran there well at Christmas there in the herd at Leopardstown and a place like that, so, and they'd handle good ground, so no, they'd be all okay ground wise.
And the horses, they're coming right, you had a couple of winners this week and they're in good shape, and that augurs well for the week ahead.
Yeah, well, we're in a bit of a lull there for a while, so hopefully they're beginning to step forward now and get involved.
And what kind of shape is Pyromania in?
Yeah, I'd be happy with him. He seems to be coming along, worked nicely the other day, so we'll just see what he's like there after another bit of work or two and take it from there.
And it's a race that you need an awful lot of luck and running as well, and every horse that runs in the race, they need that.
Well, Galway, that's a track you need a lot of run in all races around Galway. It's tight, it's twisty, it's undulating up and down, and that's the most important thing around Galway, is to avoid bad luck and hopefully luck on our side, get a clear passage, and that's you're halfway there if you get a clear passage.